In this bulletin, Peter Dutton rejects Bob Carr's claim he leaked texts about Scott Morrison, COVID-19 tests for work purposes to be made tax deductible, and in sport, Senegal wins its first ever Africa Cup of Nations title against Egypt. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. Former Foreign Minister Bob Carr has called on Peter Dutton to clear his name after claiming the Defence Minister leaked the text message exchange where the Prime Minister was called a complete psycho by an unnamed Liberal minister. The messages allegedly show former New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian calling Scott Morrison a horrible, horrible person who she did not trust. But she says she has no recollection of sending those texts. Mr. Carr says in a tweet that the only way Mr. Dutton can clear himself is by getting another colleague to admit they leaked the messages to Network 10's political editor, Peter Van Onselen. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the government will make COVID-19 test expenses tax deductible for businesses and individuals who use them for work purposes. The proposed changes will be backdated to apply from the beginning of this financial year and cover both PCR and rapid antigen tests. It means a worker with a marginal tax rate of 32.5% will receive a refund of about $6.50 for every two-pack of rapid antigen tests purchased for $20. Mr. Frydenberg says the tests are an important tool in assisting businesses to protect their workforce and ensure they can keep their doors open.
Rapid antigen tests for work-related purposes will now be completely tax deductible, and the fringe benefits tax will not apply to businesses who supply those RAT tests to their workers.
New South Wales has recorded another 14 COVID-19 deaths, as well as 7,437 new infections. There are 2,099 people in the state's hospitals and 137 in ICU. Meanwhile, Victoria is reporting 7 more COVID-19 deaths and 8,275 new cases. 683 people are in the state's hospitals, with 72 in intensive care, and 26 of those are on ventilators. Tasmania is preparing for children to return to school on Wednesday as the state records 433 new COVID-19 cases. There are 15 people in hospital with the virus, including 8 being treated specifically for COVID-19 symptoms and 1 in the ICU. Premier Peter Gutwin says parents should be reassured by the fact that classrooms are well ventilated and that outdoor learning spaces are being used.
The arrangements for schools have been under construction now for a number of months. We've had an acting minister in place, and parents can have confidence that the plan has been developed and implemented and that our schools are ready to go when their children return on Wednesday.
Tasmanian Liberal MP Bridget Archer says she'll vote against the federal government's religious discrimination bill as debate on the issue continues. The member for Bass says she can't support the proposed legislation in its current form, citing concerns it will override state anti-discrimination laws protecting LGBTIQ+ students. It comes as the federal opposition calls on Prime Minister Scott Morrison to introduce amendments to the bill to ensure students can't be unfairly expelled on the basis of their sexuality or gender identity. Labor's communications spokeswoman, Michelle Rowland, says while her party is still considering the recommendations from the two committees that examined the bill, protecting students would get bipartisan support.
We would want to examine this very carefully. This is a complex area and one that has been deeply scrutinised by people who have particular views on this, a very wide variety of evidence presented. So, exactly as you said, we will be guided by those principles, but how that manifests itself in the amendments, we will consider those through our normal caucus processes.
To sport, and Senegal has won its first ever Africa Cup of Nations title with a 4-2 penalty shootout victory against seven-time winners Egypt following a nil-all draw. Senegal's Sadio Mane had missed an early penalty in the game, but stepped up to make history for the West African nation by sealing the win with a goal after the 120th minute. Egypt was looking to break records with an eighth AFCON win, but failed to lead the shootout. And now for a look at today's weather. Partly cloudy in Perth and 24 degrees, similar conditions in Adelaide and 33, sunny in Melbourne and 29, mostly sunny in Hobart and 23 degrees, partly cloudy in Canberra and 22, a shower or two in Wollongong and 22 as well, much the same in Sydney and Newcastle and 25, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 28, a shower or two in Cairns and 31 degrees, and showers and a possible storm in Darwin, 31 as well. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.